Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show today. Ryan Ballinger here with you. Kyle Rickman is with us. He is the president and COO of Puttery, which is a boutique kind of version of miniature golf and part of the family of Drive Shack, among other things. So, Kyle, thanks for being here with us. We want to talk about Puttery today. We've been trying to kind of put this conversation together for a while, but you guys are growing so quickly that the original point of the conversation isn't necessarily the only point of the conversation. You guys have what, 10 locations now, continuing to expand. Can you give people an idea for who don't know what Puttery is, what it is, and then what's been the kind of secret sauce so far in expanding pretty quickly?
Yeah, so for us, Puttery is a high-end mini golf, right? So we have an elevated food and beverage menu with a scratch kitchen, craft cocktails. So all of our, everything in our kitchen is freshly made daily. We don't use freezers. All of our drinks are made from scratch with our juices, everything's juiced daily. So everything's fresh here, right? So we really put a lot of time and effort into making sure this is different than your normal bar. So we want to create that experience where when you come in here, you really are getting an experience that's different from anywhere else because everything is made from scratch.
When you were thinking about developing the concept of Puttery, and obviously you've got golf and putting as part of that, how important was it to make a food and beverage experience that was, frankly, less like a bowling alley and more like a really nice
Yeah.
restaurant?
Yeah, super important. So when you go to a lot of places that are entertainment experiences, right? You either get the really good entertainment and really bad food, or you get, okay, the entertainment was a little bit lackluster, but the food was really good. So our goal was really bring that all in one place. What we noticed was is that people would go to two different places for a date night. So you're going out on a Friday night and you want to go, somewhere, you're like, oh, I've got to go here to go eat and I've got to go have an entertainment option here. We really wanted to bring that all in one. So we wanted to make it to where you could come to a Puttery, you could stay for a few hours, you're able to really just enjoy your food, your drinks, the time with your significant others, and really just have a good time all the way around and spend a few hours doing it.
When someone walks into a Puttery, what are they going to see when they first walk in? And what's kind of the footprint of a Puttery in terms of like square footage?
Yes, yeah, so we have from 15,000 square foot all the way up to almost 28,000 square feet. And so depending on the market, so we have courses. Some venues have two courses. Our largest venues have four courses. And so it just kind of depends on the market you're in and what you have. But really, it's all about the same, right? So you'll come in, you get to go and you choose. Or we try to make it really of a frictionless experience, right? So you come in, you can golf when you first get there, you can golf while you're after you eat. So what our course concierge will tell you is like, hey, what do you want to do? So our goal with that is to make it to your experience. So do you want to eat first? If you've already eaten, do you want to go have a drink? Do you want to play the course? Do you want to have dessert? But our goal is really to tailor it to whatever you want the night to be.
Do people typically reserve ahead of time, whether that's food or golf? And is that something you would recommend most people do when they're coming to a Puttery?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, right? So we see in some of the venues we have higher walk-ins versus reservations, and some we have higher reservations. But really, it can be either one, right? It can be that last minute where you're like, hey, you see it's like, hey, let's stop by. You don't have to have a reservation, or it's like, hey, I want to make sure I have that spot. The reservation helps you when you get there. You've already paid, everything's already taken care of. You just walk in, you go sit at your table, or you go golf right away without having to do that as soon as you arrive.
Are a lot of the Puttery locations located in kind of high foot traffic areas? And was that kind of the goal to try to bring in people who are maybe just curious, kind of coming off the street or, in the city for the day?
Yeah, for sure. So when we started this, we have our Drive Shack venues as well that are much larger. They're 60,000 square feet on, 15 acres, right? So you can't put that in a city center. And so what our goal was when we created this was how do we bring the experience we created on the Drive Shack side really into the city? So most of our venues are all closer into the city. They're going to be in existing venues, in existing buildings. And so you're going to find that where we've taken over a space, we're kind of trying to put ourselves into the market, not really build something brand new of a building, but really go somewhere and whether it's, a building that was something else before that we can revitalize, and just become part of the community.
And from a golf experience standpoint, not that that's secondary. I mean, it's part of everything, but what will people experience when they're playing golf as opposed to kind of doing the, taking that unto itself?
Yes, with the golf experience, what our goal was is you still have course cocktails on each different course, so they're all themed. So you have different ones like the library, the rooftop. So our goal is to really make you feel like when you walk into one of our courses that you're highly immersed in that course. So it's something where you feel like you kind of escape reality of the world. You go out and a lot of times we have all the burdens of our life that are happening every day of the week, right? So we want to do is make it so when you come in, you feel like you walk like, wow, I'm on a rooftop, or I'm in the library, I'm at a lodge, right? And so there's different elements of that that we try to create. And so when you're on there, we even have, you know, curated cocktails that go with that theme. And so that way, that if you're on the rooftop, you have a course drink that's something similar to that. So we really try to make it to where when you walk in, you play the course, it not only is just mini golf, but you get to experience something just totally different than you would anywhere else.
Do the courses change from city to city, venue to venue, and how does that differ?
Yeah, so none of our courses are exactly the same. So you may have themes that are the same in similar venues, but there's not a single course that has all the same holes. So they're all different. Okay. We have basically a playbook of holes that we use. And so we go through and we rate them and say like, hey, this is, you know, this level, this is this level. So we try to make sure that, you know, a course doesn't have, you know, all holes that are really hard or all holes that are really easy. It kind of has that balance of people, you know, you get to have a little fun, but you know, the people who aren't great at, you know, at mini golf aren't sitting there going, man, I can't hit any of these. Right. So it tries to make it so that experience is good for everybody.
For the average person who maybe doesn't play a whole lot of golf, is how is it kind of disarming to get people to come and go, okay, you may not play golf, you may not play mini golf very much, but you're going to have a good time. We're going to make sure you have fun.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of times people try to, you know, put this towards golf, right? And I think, you know, everybody as a kid or something else has went and played mini golf. And so it's one of those where I think it's like, hey, we try to make sure this is not like a putting green. So you'll see that there's places you go like, oh, we want to make that a golfer's experience. That wasn't our goal. So our goal was to make it more of a fun experience. So it's mini golf that has, you know, some twists and some turns to it that adds some excitement to it. But it's definitely not something where it's like, hey, the average person can't come in and play.
Is there kind of a mixture of different types of groups of people that come in, maybe a group of boys, or they're coming in, they're golfer types, or maybe just a mixed group of people who are, you know, a double, triple date kind of thing, or families come in? I mean, what kind of archetype of people that come in to a puttery?
You know, it's funny. It's one of those where I think when we originally created puttery, we had in our mind of like what we thought that would look like. And it's funny to see how we've really been able to appeal to a lot of different age groups, right? So it may be, you know, that on a Friday afternoon, you may go in, you see like an older crowd, right? That's in there, they're having a great time, they're playing, they're enjoying their drinks. And on a Friday night, it may be, you know, like you said, like the group of boys that are playing, like you get that, where you see them like kind of betting with each other, you know, trying to have some fun, like I'm gonna beat you on this, I'm gonna get this. And then you also have the date nights and things. So we really have kind of been able, I think, to attract many different demographics, different age groups, things like that, just because it can kind of appeal to anybody. And so it's one of those where some people come in and, you know, they're more worried about having a really nice dinner and they're like, hey, yeah, the golf is fun too, but I want to go on a date night and make sure I can have that great dinner. Or it's somebody that's really more, you know, I want to go play mini golf, right? Like I'm going to win. And so like for myself, it's like, I'm competitive. So my wife and I go and I want to make sure that, you know, I can win. And so I think it's one of those where it's, you know, it appeals to a lot of different people.
As puttery keeps expanding and going into different markets, how do you kind of get the word out to people? Hey, we're here. We're part of your community. We're not just kind of another business coming in, but we want to be part of where we are.
Yes, we spend a lot of time really just trying to get out in the community, right? So we send our team out. They really, you know, like I'm in New York right now. And our team just starts trying to go meet people in the area, right? And so we send them out and it's like, hey, I'm going to walk up and I'm going to say, hey, I'm this person, I'm with puttery, let me tell you about it, just so you know who we are. We do a lot of things like that just to make sure that people understand, like, hey, we're normal people. We're not a big corporation that's coming in, just throwing one in here. I mean, like, I'm here trying to make sure that this one opens, you know, to the best we can. And so it's one of those where we want people to know, like, we're really investing in the community itself. We're not just somebody coming here trying to throw down another place and rent the heat and throw it out. We really put a lot of time and effort into making sure that it fits in the community itself. And so we have that, social media, things like that. But most of it really is just people like walking by and saying, like, hey, I want to see what that is. And we tell them about it and they come in and they walk around. They really love it.
For puttery as a business, what are your kind of expansion goals? Let's not say specific plans, but goals over the next 2, 3, 4 years. How many places would you like to be? How many locations would you like to have above and beyond the 10 you have now?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it for us is really looking at like, hey, what are those markets that we want to be in? And so, you know, we try not to be like, hey, this is the number that we have to hit. This is what we have to do. We really try to make sure like we're going to go open in the right places at the right time. And so we take a lot of time, and just when we're selecting these markets, ensure they are correct. And so, because it's one of those where it's like, you know, it's that balance of ensuring that we fit in with the community, there's enough, you know, of what we need there as well, that we can get everything that we need. And so we really try not to do as much of like, hey, we have to have this many open by this time. It's more like, hey, let's find the proper real estate deals, make sure those are, you know, work for us, the community, and then move forward at that time.
That's an interesting point about the real estate market, especially the commercial real estate market. Is that proving more challenging or more accessible, given that things are kind of changing in terms of the commercial real estate space of borrowing and usage and all kinds of facets of it?
Yeah, you know, like for us, like, you know, in New York, this was an office building before, right? And so we've been able to transform it into something where it's been empty for quite some time. And we've been able to transform it into something different, right? And so I think
Yeah.
where we try to do is look and say, hey, how can we add that back to the community? You know, the amount of jobs and different things that we could add with that, where it's like, hey, if that's an empty piece of real estate that's just sitting vacant, like, how can we add value back into that? So we really try to look at that. It's been a big help for us just that we, you know, want to work with the local community and say, like, hey, what's that right space for us? So we spend a lot of times with, you know, local real estate teams. That can really understand us. We try not to go through and say, like, hey, we're going to have a national person go through and try to find all these places. Like, we really want to go and work with that local person, say, like, hey, tell us about your community. Tell us what's in this area. How does it work? Like, what do people like? Where do we need to be? That way we can make sure we're in the right places.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Rory McIlroy being involved in an investor piece of this. What kind of feedback does he offer? Do you seek from him relating to this concept? And how much of a role do you kind of see him playing in promoting Puttery moving forward?
Yeah, you know, Roy's been a great partner for us, you know, especially at the beginning whenever we were selecting a lot of the items, looking at how we design the courses, looking at how, you know, even things like turf selection, you know, putter selection, things like that. He's been able to aid a lot in those things of like, hey, this is what I would do, this is what I would look at. He's tested a lot of it, things like that. So he's been a huge help for us on that, and then really just being able to promote, you know, a different side of the game of golf, right? And so I think that's where he's been the biggest for us, is just really being able to say, like, hey, I want to show a different side, just a normal golf that, you know, some people may not be a regular golfer, right? And but they want to do something with it. And, you know, miniature golf is something that they can get into it with that.
And the last question for you, we talked about kind of the blend of being an experience and food at the same time. There seems to be kind of a fair number of competitive relatives to that that aren't necessarily golf, but you're involved in the same kind of experiential space. How do you find a way to differentiate between those competitors while at the same time acknowledging that they exist and they're gonna, you know, you're gonna kind of have some cross pollination over time?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those for us, we love, you know, having competitors in the area. It's one of those where, you know, a lot of people look and go, like, they get nervous about having people come in the area. People want different options, right? So, like, you don't usually go do the same thing every single weekend. And so, for us, when there's more businesses and more, you know, entertainment options and things that are near to us, that just makes it where it's more awareness for us. So, if you're going to a restaurant or an entertainment thing that's next to us, that's awareness for us that we didn't even have to pay for, right? And so it's one of those just happens. And so for us, we really welcome that, where, you know, we believe that our experience is something that sets us apart from a lot of different places. But we also welcome that, hey, we want other people in the community to have other places to go than just us. And we partner with them to try to say, like, hey, how can we work together to get more people in this area and then provide for the local community?
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for spending some time with me. I appreciate it. Puttery.com is where people can go find out the locations near them, and they can reserve rounds and tables as well to go experience Puttery for themselves. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.